That's so cool to hear, because I know the data points that are out there about surviving even past the second generation. So what's that mean to you to be a, you know, knowing fourth generation owners are on the horizon?
It's almost like an obligation. You know, it's like you can't quit now. After being in business for 82, 83 years, I mean, it's like something that you just want to just keep carrying on and keep going. You want to show other businesses that it can be done.
Welcome into the Independent Thinking Podcast. This is your host, Rob Stott. One of the first member interviews we had the chance to do out there at Primetime in Las Vegas was, I had to travel 3,000 miles to talk to a retailer that happens to do business right across the river from me in Philadelphia. And that's Nastasi's Fine Furniture and Mattress, Mr. Matt Lawson Sr., who was there with us in Las Vegas and owner of a business that's located in Oakland, New Jersey. I mentioned right across the river, South Jersey, part of the greater Philadelphia metro area, and a business that, as we dive into with Matt, learn has evolved a great deal over the years. And it's always interesting to me, I think, to see where businesses start from, especially, you know, ones that are several generations old, and Nastasi's is, entering its fourth generation, which we know the data points there about survival rates past even just the second. So just incredible to be able to talk with them and learn what it takes to, you know, have a business and sustain a business that can go into its fourth generation in 80 plus years, and started with vacuums, which I think is really one of the more unique things about Nastasi's. And they've gone from those early days as a vacuum sales business to, dabbling in appliances to really focusing in now on those fine furniture pieces and the mattress industry. So awesome to be able to sit down with him. Even, like I said, if we did have to travel 3,000 miles, we'll end up having to do one in his storefront down there in Oakland and make the trip out there to see what it's like. But a really impressive business, multiple floors of furniture, and doing it right to serve the community that they have there in South Jersey and just outside of Philly. So appreciate him taking the time and sharing that story. So let's dive into it. This is Matt Lawson of Nastasi's Fine Furniture and Mattress here on the Independent Thinking Podcast. All right, we are back on the Independent Thinking Podcast, coming to you live from Primetime out here in Las Vegas. Mr. Matt Lawson, appreciate you taking the time and jumping on a podcast with us.
No problem.
I'm sorry we had to travel 3,000 miles. We could have done this right across the river.
Would that be convenient?
Maybe next time. That would be nice, right? No.
We enjoyed the plane ride out.
Yeah, right? Not so bad.
Why
and to
not?
Be here at Primetime, right? Of course. So, it's great to be able to do this. From Nastasi's, Frying Furniture and Mattresses, Oakland, New Jersey, right?
That is correct.
So right across the river from Philadelphia.
That is correct.
A neighbor of sorts. So it's great to be able to have you on and dive into your business. So,
pleasure.
Start with your right there. Give us a little background on yourself and your history, a little bit about the business and your path into, being owner today of Nastasi's.
Well, I'm a third generation owner. Yeah. Okay, I've been with the business now for 50 years, and it was started originally from my grandfather in 1942, and my uncles and my mother, they were in the business active, and I've been a big part of it for 50 years now. We have three floors of furniture, 20,000 square foot. My two sons are running it with me. We have mattresses. We have living room, dining room, bedroom, all types of great furnishings.
Well, I understand too, sons are involved, that means fourth generation
that
business,
is correct.
Right? They plan to stick around, is that the plan? Do you guys talk about that?
One's 31, the other one's 28, and I don't think they're going anywhere soon.
No, that's awesome. That's so cool to hear, because I'm sure and being in this independent retail business, the data points that are out there about, surviving even past the second generation. So what's that mean to you to be a, knowing fourth generation owners are on the horizon?
It's almost like an obligation. It's like you can't quit now. After being in business for 82, 83 years, I mean, it's like something that you just want to just keep carrying on and keep going. You want to show other businesses that it can be done.
For sure. And I know a lot of that has to do with evolution, right? And early days of your business, I know it wasn't always furniture and mattresses, so talk about that. I think you guys
have a unique history. Out with the Electrolux vacuum cleaner.
Yeah, that's incredible.
Door to door.
Yeah.
And we went into the appliance business in the early 40s and kind of like grew into the furniture business, and it was in Camden, New Jersey. And it was a very, very prosperous business. And then we moved into Haddon Township. Yep. And the furniture and the appliances just steamed along for many, many years. And 5 years ago, we made a choice that maybe we should just be all furniture, mattresses. And it just works out really, really well.
Do you remember those early days of the business?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Where were you running around there? Like, what was it always something you felt you would fall into? Or, what were you doing as a young boy running around that store?
Just watching the salesman sell. Okay. Yeah. Going back there and watching my uncles getting the truck ready for deliveries. Yeah. And it was just a great, great experience.
Yeah. Did you ever, was it always in your mind that this is what you wanted to do?
I really never really thought about it. It's more like that all the dominoes kind of like fell in place.
Yeah. No, that's pretty cool. And I have to imagine, I'm used to asking, it's neat to be able to talk to the third knowing fourths on the horizon. Do they have an option if they wanted to go?
Not at this point.
Yeah, right? No, that's cool. That's
they're
awesome.
In for the long haul.
They've made that commitment. No. You mentioned the evolution, right? So it's... to make that decision, talk about doing that. You know, what was it like for you as a business? What kind of things were you considering as you made the decision to, focus on furniture and mattress?
You had to be loyal to one thing, especially in my market. And I figured that, to deliver appliances and hook appliances up, I mean, that was a key focus. So... I had to be good to one thing, so I chose that mattresses and living room and dining room and bedroom and custom furniture was the main thing that we picked up. So when you come into my store,
yep.
You could buy good American lines from the Amish community and pick out your own finishes. We have 15 different finishes on our bedroom and dining room. We have Canadel furniture from Canada. You can choose your own chairs, you can choose your own tables, you can choose your own color. You can choose your own wood, and it really worked out well. And there's a lot of people out there in this market area that want that choice. And the same thing with our living room.
Yeah.
We have great lines like King Hickory, Flex Steel,
yeah.
Craftmaster, and just moving along, and it's working out really well.
What's one thing that you, the product focus, focusing in on product is something you guys have done really well. Another area of the business, what's like the one thing if you had to pick out about Anastasi's that you think you guys excel at as a independent retail business?
Well, I think we try to give our customer great values on better products. And our follow-up, our service, the way we handle and work with a customer. And if they call me up and they'll telephone, Matt, this is not right, what can you do for me? It's a very serious situation with us. We're going to make sure that we take care of that customer and they're happy and they made the right choices.
What would you tell someone? What's our market, right? Our area of the country, the Northeast and specifically Philadelphia area. What's it like in that business? What do you guys do to, ensure success in the, the Philly metro area, right?
Well, Philly metro, I think what our customer wants is choice.
Yeah.
Okay. They really want to make sure that they made the right choice. And it's a big purchase for them. They just don't want to buy a sofa. They just don't want to buy a dining room or a living room or a set of bedding. They want to make sure that the purchase is purchased right, because things are they're not cheap.
Yeah. Sure.
They want to get their value.
Yeah, no, it makes a lot of sense. And it just, does this, I don't want to say stereotypes, but like the cliches about the people in our market, do you think they hold true? And you see that in I think people hear the sports stories, right? And they think about the fans in our area. Does that carry over to like the type of client, like how they are, the people in our area?
I think people are really, really genuine.
Yeah.
Okay. you know, when you really start talking to that customer, okay, they're nice people and they want to be friendly and they want to be treated right.
Yeah. No, it makes a lot of sense. Kind of turning the question around. You know, I asked you an area you think you guys excel at. What's an area you want to improve as a business?
Well, it's a good question. Okay, I want to be able to get my merchandise in on time, and I want to be able to deliver that merchandise, okay, like the customer wants it to be. I want them to have something that they really, really want.
So what are you doing to, or how are you addressing that?
Well, we're constantly, you know, making sure our fabrics are up to date, making sure our styles are new, making sure we have the right styles, the right colors, making sure we have a little bit of new stuff on our floor, and make sure we have stuff on our floor that always sells. So making sure nothing's discontinued, okay, up-to-date products.
So what do you guys do to follow those trends? You know, what are you, obviously being at a show like, you know, Primetime, you get to see product up close and talk to these vendors.
Talk to a lot of the vendors. We've been talking to the different betting guys and everything seems to be working out really well. It's a great show, okay? It's an amazing thing that they put together here.
Yeah. How about other than Primetime? What do you read up on industry news? What are you doing to stay on top of trends, talking to customers?
We're always at the furniture market.
Yeah.
Okay. We get Furniture Today magazine.
Yep.
Okay. So, you know, it's a constant uphill battle.
What are those trending products? What's selling real well at Nastasi's these days?
Believe it or not, solid wood furniture.
Okay. Yep.
Choose your own finish. Seems like the Amish manufacturers out in Ohio and Indiana are really making a wave.
Okay. Anything else? Any other products?
The other products, bedding's good.
Yep.
Dinettes.
Okay.
People are not buying that big giant break front anymore. It's more of a table and chairs, a buffet piece.
No, that's awesome. You mentioned the markets. I know it's obviously High Point close to you. I imagine that's what the market you're used to attending. I know while you were here this week, we bust a bunch of you guys over to Las Vegas Market. What were your impressions of that campus over there?
Oh, it's a lot of fun. I enjoyed it. Okay, I'm glad to see that there is a market out here on the west side, because I spent most of my time at High Point.
Yeah.
Okay, and now that I know that, Las Vegas has a market too. It's a great place to do your business, and beautiful weather, nice mountains.
What's your impressions of, I know it's different, right? High Point, there are a lot of buildings. I know there are three tall buildings right here out in Vegas Market, but just talk about the campus and what it was like to walk through them.
Oh, it was good. It was, you know, I enjoyed myself. And it's everything's like a little more compact. It's easier to go through the different manufacturers. Where in North Carolina, it's a bigger place.
For sure.
Two different types of marketing.
No, that makes sense. The showrooms, what's it, you know, I kind of compare and contrast in High Point to Vegas. What was it like walking through these showrooms?
Smaller, more direct, but High Point's got everything.
No,
bigger showrooms, more to see, more to view.
But I think too, right, we had quite a few members that had never been. To see the product like that in that sort of setting, organized by vendor, right? A unique opportunity to see it's kind of like the vendor giving you their take on how they'd merchandise things. Is that helpful as a retailer to see that?
Primetime makes it easier to make a decision.
Yeah.
Because they do a lot of work for you and you're not as confused. So they kind of like give you a program, show you, direct you in the right places. And it makes it a lot easier.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you at least one question about, you know, local. Are you a sports fan? You follow the local sports?
Absolutely.
You know? So, I don't know if you heard the news today. As we're sitting here, did you see who we signed?
No, I did.
Saquon. He's an Eagle now. So, I don't know if you have any Giants friends, but that news became official today. You should go tell them. I don't know. How do you feel about that?
Well,
we're on WIP now.
After last year, right? We could sure use them.
I know, right? No joke. So, well, record prediction, what do you think?
record prediction? I think we're going to do good this year.
Yeah.
I think we're going to get our cards lined up, and I think we're going to come out playing ball.
Fingers crossed. But we got a full baseball season to get through before we get there. So, and I know we're looking forward to that.
I'm looking forward to that. I think we're going to do well, too.
Fantastic.
I think this is Philly's year.
That's awesome. Well, one last business question, right? So you have that fourth generation. Anything you're doing now to prepare them? I know they're heavily involved in the business as well, so they're getting that hands-on experience. But do you do anything, or is it like something you're intentionally going about sort of preparing them?
Well, I'm just trying to teach them the work ethic.
Yeah.
Okay, you have to put your time in. You know, it's not a 40-hour year job, hour, week.
Right.
Okay, you need to put that 50, 60 hours in, and you got to more or less sleep it, breathe it, and eat it. That's owning your own business.
Oh, that's awesome. And I think a great way to end. So, you know, Matt, I truly appreciate it. I don't want to take up any more of your time. I know you got the show just opened, but a whole floor to explore still over these, you know, the rest of today and tomorrow. So we appreciate you being here and appreciate you taking the time to sit down with us and record a podcast.
Thanks for having me.
Awesome. And thanks again to Matt. Like I said, just a cool opportunity to be able to sit down with members at Primetime and learn from them and see what they're doing and how they're going about doing business, leveraging the tools, right? Leveraging being there at Primetime and you know, taking advantage of what's in front of them, available to them. And then, of course, you know, opportunities like the chance to be able to go over to a Las Vegas market and see it in person. So, and then, of course, as well, you know, the diving into the business and, you know, what he shares, being able to have his sons involved and pass down that business over time and, you know, see it go from one generation to the next. I think just, again, bringing it all back full circle. That's the cool thing about this industry is seeing those multi-generation families and businesses and what it takes to, you know, with how resilient they are to be able to survive and advance, right? Funny cliche to be able to use here in mid-March, but it's true. And, you know, I appreciate them sharing that story and, you know, look forward to, like I said, getting down to that store eventually and doing an episode from there. So thanks to Matt. And as always, appreciate you listening to the Independent Thinking Podcast, and we'll catch you next time.